December 14, 1927, just as the human will form the bad seed, the divine will reigning in the creature will form the good and holy seed. How God, in giving a good to the creature, first encloses the whole value of that good in one alone, and then gives it to the other creatures. Continuing in my abandonment in the divine will, and feeling myself all surrounded by the endless sea of its light, I was praying my beloved Jesus to hasten, to quickly make his will known, so that, by knowing it, all might long for its kingdom to let themselves be dominated by it. And my lovable Jesus told me, "My daughter, the human will form the bad seed and the woodworm in the human generations. Now, the son of the light of my divine will must very much break down this bad seed, and invest it and destroy it by dint of light, of heat and of knowledges. So, each knowledge I manifest to you on my divine fiat is a blow that I give to the human will, in such a way that all the knowledges about it will form as many blows to make it die. And its light and heat will pulverize it, will burn the bad seed away, and will form the good and holy seed of my will in the human generations. And as I keep manifesting the knowledges about it, I sow its seed into your soul, I prepare the soil and the development of the seed. And the light and heat of my divine volition lay the wings of light of my will over the seed, more than a mother who hides its baby within its womb, in order to fecundate it, multiply it and let it grow within its womb of light. And just as one creature, by doing his human will, produced the bad seed and formed the ruin of the human family, so will another creature, by making the human volition die, produce the seed of the divine fiat. By giving it life and dominion within herself, she will restore what creatures lost and will form their salvation, sanctity and happiness. If one creature was able to form so many evils by doing his will, why can another creature not form all goods by doing my will and giving it freedom to form its life and to form its kingdom in her? Then I continued thinking about the divine fiat, and I said to myself, "But how can this kingdom of the divine will come into the midst of creatures if sin abounds and no one gives a thought to wanting this kingdom? On the contrary, it seems that they think about wars, about revolutions, about putting the world upside down. And it seems that they are consumed with rage because they cannot achieve completely their perverted designs, lying in ambush, waiting for the occasion. Does all this not drive the grace of a good so great away?" And my beloved Jesus, moving in my interior, told me, "My daughter, I have you, who are worth more than anything. And putting everything aside, I will look at your value, that is, the value of my divine will in you, and I will dispose my kingdom in the midst of creatures. A person is worth according to the value which is entrusted to him. If my will contains an infinite value, which surpasses the whole value of all creatures together, one who possesses it, before the divine majesty, has the value that surpasses everything. So, for now I have you, and this is enough for me in order to dispose the kingdom of my will. Therefore, all the evils of this time, and they are too many, do not equal the great value of my divine will operating in one creature alone. And my will use these evils to make a heap out of them and, with its power, to banish them from the face of the earth." The same happened in redemption. Evils had not been banished from the earth, on the contrary, they abounded more than ever. But since the Sovereign Queen came upon earth, the creature who possessed a divine will within herself, who enclosed the whole value of the good of redemption, looking not at others, nor at their evils, I looked at the value of this celestial creature, which was sufficient to impetrate my descent upon earth. And in view of her alone, who possessed our prerogatives and the value of a divine and infinite will, I gave and formed the kingdom of redemption in the midst of creatures. So, in disposing the good of redemption, I wanted to find the whole value of it within my mama. I wanted to place in safety, inside her maternal heart, all the goods which my coming upon earth into the midst of creature was to enclose. And then I considered the good which the Sovereign Queen of Heaven was asking of me. I acted like a prince. When he must leave for a destination of more conquests, he chooses the most faithful one. He entrusts his secrets to him. He places in his hands the whole value of the expenditures needed for the conquests wanted. Entrusting this one alone, who knows, he possesses the whole value of the conquests desired. He takes leave triumphantly, knowing that the victory is certain. So I do. When I want to give a good to creatures, first I trust one of them alone, I place in her the whole value of that good. And then, as though assured, I give the good which she asks of me for the other creatures. Therefore, think of enclosing within yourself the whole value that the kingdom of my will must contain, and I will think of disposing all the rest that is needed for a good so great.